I have absolutely nothing witty to say. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for December 26, 2008, the day after Christmas, as AJ was so kind to remind me of it before we started. Because, you know, I don't remember all the gifts and everything yesterday.
Well, you're checking your watch for the date.
That's just an impulse thing. All right. What are we doing today, Ashguy?
The usual. For the best ever, we begin our countdown to the best game of 2008 ever.
If we start our countdown, we're going to do our number 5 picks. And, you know, we'll work on it from there. But going to start off with the news before that. Then we'll do that. Then we're going to talk about downloadable game releases, then the weekly game releases, and then we're going to, I guess we're talking about what we've been playing. There's no top 10 list again, and also I don't think there's any emails, so that'll be the whole show right there. Sound like a plan?
Works for me.
Okay, well, what's this news then?
All right, so this is some stuff from last week, too, when we missed it. Show due to internet connection problems, so we'll wrap some of that in here. So first, Steam has launched a new beta where you could shift tab, bring up the Steam overlay, and also launch a web browser from within your game, which is actually a pretty nifty thing. Like, you know, Warcraft, you gotta go online and check something out.
Because all tabbing was too inconvenient.
Well, because it could be slow and sometimes things would crash. So yeah, it's a convenience.
I guess so.
Wait, I got confused. Okay, here we go.
What are you so confused about?
Uru. I'm skipping stuff. Some of the stuff is...
Wait, you don't want to talk about Uru?
Yeah.
Well, when open source?
It's open source.
There's the story then.
All right. So Guitar Hero World Tour is offering 5 free songs to people who bought the guitar bundle only. Not like the full game, which I find odd. Chris actually went and signed up and did it and everything. You pick the songs, and how long did it say, Chris? 5 to 6 weeks before you can get them. I don't know why it can't just be instant.
I like how that's how you introduced Chris to the show.
Oh yeah, Chris is going to be on the show a little bit later. It's going to be exciting. He's here with us.
Yeah, it might be a little exciting.
Well, actually, he's going to come on now. Come over here, Chris, because we're going to talk about the Spike VGAs.
But Chris actually sat through for...
Yeah, we couldn't stomach it. So, Chris, give us your impressions of the show.
Well, for the most part, it was garbage. I wanted to see it because I'm a fan of Jack Black. Since Tenacious D started, I've always loved him, and I'll try to see whatever he does. I even just watched the Holiday, and it was actually quite enjoyable because of Jack Black. I enjoyed it. But, wow, they are huge womanizers. The way they do these things, they have women, these girls, swinging on poles and swings, suspended in the air, painted in silver. And they're like flying around, and they're supposed to be like, you know, the eye catchers of the show. And it was, I just felt awkward for them. And there was one part with, what's the guy from Dr.
Neil Patrick Harris?
Neil Patrick Harris, I'm sure is probably well known, but he didn't have his card out for who the winner was. And I felt bad. I was like, oh man, this poor guy. And he seemed like he didn't really care because he's like, oh, this is nothing. The VGA Game Awards, who watches this? But
good question.
But it was, I mean, I enjoyed Weezer at the end. That's another reason why I watched it. They sang Greatest Man That Ever Lived, and I really liked that song, mostly because of Rock Band. I started liking it.
All right, I want to run through these winners with Chris. So you give Chris your microphone, AJ.
We'll share.
No, I'm kicking you off the show. How's that feel?
Yeah, get out of here, AJ.
Okay, Chris, so Best Shooter went to Gears of War 2.
Best Shooter Gears? Yeah, okay. I was proud of that. I played a lot of Gears. I really liked it. Multiplayer, not so much. But yeah, the campaign was sweet.
Can't really think of a better shooter this year.
Well, I mean, I guess a contender might be Left 4 Dead, but even still, that's nothing.
Turn your phone off.
I'm going to turn my phone off. Well, who's calling me? It's Dan. Here, talk to Dan. AJ, tell him to come over at 8. This is sweet. This is great. I should just have you on the show instead of that guy.
Yeah, get him out of here.
Man, you're guys. Awesome, Chris.
I know.
Sweet. So, best RPG went to Fallout 3.
Well, okay, Fallout 3 RPG, yeah, that's pretty good. But here's an RPG I played this year called They for the iPhone. And it was just a classic JRPG that was on the iPhone. And you could tell it just like some fan just like made it because like the dialogue is like terrible, but it looks really neat and it plays really well.
I thought it was like an RPG for like Sega CD or something.
Was it? Maybe. I don't know. I saw it and I got it and I was like, okay, this is sweet.
Best playing game with the Soul Calibur 4.
Nope. Smash Brothers. Boo. Boo. Boo.
Boo. Not approved. Best individual sports game goes to Shaun White Snowboarding. You know, I thought I heard nothing but bad things about this game.
Well, I'm...
Wii version.
Yeah, Edge guy. Okay.
Yes.
Now,
I made this list for you.
Individual sports games this year, there was really nothing. The only individual sports games I've enjoyed before were Tony Hawk. Even the last one of that was terrible. And now this Skate is, you know, contending. And I never played Skate. People say it's good. I tried the demo. I didn't really get into it that much. But apparently, they're hyping up the next Tony Hawk. Like, it's going to be, you know, the most realistic thing.
Don't they always say that kind of crap?
I don't know. They're really going at it.
At least
they
actually took a year off, though, so we'll see. Best handheld game, Professor Layton and the Curious Village?
Mm-hmm. What else did I play? I didn't really play many this year.
Yeah, it was kind of a bad year for the DS. Really.
I played Guitar Hero for the DS. But that was... Oh, I'll tell you a good handheld game.
You had God of War. You had Crisis Core. They were...
But I despise the PSP, so I didn't even play them. But one game for I did really like on the iPhone is Castle. What's that called by Square Enix? Just came out.
Crystal Defenders.
Tower defense game.
Take a lot of iPhone games, Chris.
Well, that's like I'm so bored at work a lot of the times, and I just go on my phone, and that's all I do.
Okay, so. Best graphics, Metal Gear Solid 4. Can't really argue that one.
No, that's up there. That or Gears, but I still say Metal Gear.
Best game based on a movie or TV show into Lego Indiana Jones. I like that.
I enjoyed that quite a lot.
Best music game went to Rock Band 2.
Yes, thank you.
I bet you
if Guitar Hero won that, I would have stabbed myself.
Best driving game went to Burnout Paradise.
Yeah, okay.
How about Mario Kart?
I mean, we had that. We even, we played it like a few times.
I played a lot of it. I liked it.
Yeah, you like getting dry bones. That's
I do like dry bones. He's a cool guy. Best action adventure game with the Grand Theft Auto 4.
No, I didn't get into that.
Well, what's a better action adventure game? Well, as vague as that genre is.
Well, you could kind of consider Fallout 3 action adventure.
It's an RPG.
It's RPG, you know.
It's hard to say what that even means.
I know. There's so many things that could fit under that.
I guess any platforming game would have gone under there, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Best soundtrack with the Rock Band 2.
Yeah.
Okay. 360 game with the Gears of War 2.
Okay.
Wii with the Boom Blocks. Interesting.
Well, no. Boo. Smash Brothers should win every single Wii.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. There's really been no love for Smash Brothers awards and stuff.
Yeah.
So far. I guess it's just like a syndrome of it being kind of so much like Melee.
I don't think you guys realize that the whole world does not like this game as much as you
guys. I don't care.
Wait a second. No, AJ came and said, well, what's the Metacritic on it? It's in the 90s.
It reviewed well because it's solid. And obviously,
you have to speak in the microphone.
I'm shouting. It reviewed well. I mean, it's solid. It's fundamentally good, but it's... Bottom line, it's not that different from Melee.
Okay, Smash Brothers is one of the few games that I can play over and over and over again for 6 years and still enjoy it as much as I did the first time I played. Boom Blocks, we played it, we rented it, we played it a few times. Hey, it was really neat.
Hey AJ, how different is Rock Band 2 from Rock Band 1?
No, Mike, no.
I think the difference between Rock Band 1 and Rock Band 2 is less than from Smash Bros.
No, I agree.
I agree. I mean,
what's the discrepancy here? What's the difference?
Why is Rock Band 2 a music game. That's all those are.
Because fighting games are known for radically changing things every year, right? Like Soul Calibur 4.
Did I say that Soul Calibur 4 should win best of a console game? No.
Can you believe the noob that
Adge Noob? I can't believe this guy. Adge Noob, jeez.
What? This is great. Best PS2 game with a Little Big Planet.
No.
PS3? I like Little Big Planet, but I probably...
Yeah, I liked it, but Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, what the heck. PC game Left 4 Dead.
The only PC game I really played this year was Warhammer.
You don't play PC.
I know. I thank God for the Xbox. I love it.
Okay. Best multiplayer game is Left 4 Dead.
Okay.
Best performances. These are we good. Best performance by a human male is Michael Hollick. I'm assuming was Nico in Grand Theft Auto 4. Okay. Whatever.
Best performance by a human female is Debbie Mae West.
Okay.
Elvis on 4. What's yeah. one is she? I guess she was...
She's Meryl.
Meryl? Thank you, AJ. From over there. I guess let's skip all these other game ones. Game of the year with the Grand Theft Auto 4. What do you think of that?
No. That when I saw that, I was infuriated. There's four other games better than that. Well, two. No one else will probably agree with me. Rock Band 2 and Smash Brothers. But Metal Gear Solid 4 and definitely Gears of War 2 were much better than Grand Theft Auto 4. That I could really get more involved with the story with those. With Grand Theft Auto 4, there was so much to do that I got to the point where I was like, well, do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? There were so many things that I could complete that I just like, okay, I don't know what I want to do first. And I just kind of like got myself sick of it and I just stopped playing it.
It's like that Penny Arcade comic when given the option to do anything, I often do nothing.
Yeah, 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 that's exactly yeah. right.
No, it's weird. All three of us, we don't seem to be huge into the
Grand Theft Auto 4. That kind of happened to me with, I don't know if this is true with Fallout 3, but I foresaw it to it happening with Fallout 3. I never got too far with it. I really enjoyed the opening sequence and everything, and then whenever I start a new game, I'm just like, man, I kind of want to play Rock Band right now.
Yeah. I'm seeing that best independent game with the World of Goo. Didn't you win that?
Yeah, I won that for the... I signed up for it at work at the VGA.com, it's like whatever. A yeah, it's a contest, and I won World of Goo, and I have still yet to...
for good things. I do not believe it is a better independent game than Braid.
Now, you have to remember, the correct name of the category is the best independent game fueled by Do.
Is this true, Chris?
No, yeah, I saw that. I started laughing out loud. I was like, yeah, and I could see it in his face. He's like, what is this? What are they talking about? Dude, say Mountain Dew if you're going to be gay and say
I guess you gotta give your microphone back to AJ now, Chris. Yeah. We'll have you back in a bit.
You can shout stuff.
No, he can't. Remember the last podcast? You can't hear him when he was shouting. He's working on his top five list. He's gonna do that with us.
Well, okay, so
wait a second.
Huh.
I don't know. I want Chris on the show now. I think I'm cutting you off.
Uh-huh.
You're off
good.
The
you
show.
Can compile the news you're and everything from now on.
But you can still do all that.
And you can do all the editing and uploading
I'll
and maintenance. What?
I'll let you still do that.
Oh, great. Thanks.
You just can't be on the show
That's
anymore.
Damn decent of you.
So what other news do we have?
One good thing at least to come out of the VGAs was a lot of like trailer reveals.
God of War 3. Which okay. looks like God of War 2.
Yeah. Okay. So I love it. So we see the God of War 3 trailer and Sony puts out this press release. This is a quote from the release. With texture resolutions being quadrupled since God of War 2, God of War 3 will feature fluid, lifelike characters as well as dynamic lighting effects, robust weapon system, and world-changing scenarios that will truly bring unmistakable realism to Kratos' fateful quest. So, whoop-de-friggin-do, your PlayStation 3 game 3 years into life cycle looks better than a PS2 game. Congrats!
I mean, I'm sorry, but... It looks basically like
it's
how
high res.
It's exactly how you would picture God of War 3 to look like.
And I like they're like we've quadrupled the textures. Like good, it's in high def now.
It's I like how they say lifelike characters. No, here's another problem with this game. Okay, like the production values and everything is through the roof, but the guy who does Kratos' voice. Okay, come on, he sounds terrible.
Who's worse, him or Marcus Fenix?
Oh, Marcus Fenix. Marcus Fiennes will bring you to tears compared to this guy.
Oh, really?
He does good work.
I like Gears 2. Yeah,
Gears 2's pretty good. He tones it down a little bit at the appropriate times. But come on, I'm so sick of like the Trojan and Kratos is like, I will bring the vengeance of hell to Zeus and stuff like this. It's like, okay, that's great, Kratos. Then he has this like sad voice where he's like, I can't believe this, my daughter. And it's just okay, but God of War, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm sure it's going to be fun, and I'm sure it's not going to be very different.
Mm. Also,
remember Devil May Cry 4? That was just like a prettier Devil May Cry.
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen here.
Sony has also said that this will be the last installment of the God of War series. How long do you think that'll last?
I kind of believe them.
Yeah, after they see all the money this game will inevitably make, they'll be like, oh, we should do another one.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. So, the Phantom as a console may no longer be coming, but Wait. They did launch their game store, which is essentially what the Phantom would have been. The problem is, it really offers no advantage over anything like Steam or good old games or direct-to-drive. So, it's just another portal, I guess.
Any good games?
It's all the usual stuff.
Okay.
Nothing, like, unique, you know? So, Ready at Dawn. These are the guys who made God of War Chains of Olympus and Daxter. And then, like, they very famously, like, said they were getting out of PSP development and, like, sold all their kits back to Sony and everything. Well, and according to Gamasutra, two of the top five PSP games sold on Amazon were Daxter and Chains of Olympus. So they jokingly kind of said, maybe we should reconsider the whole no more PSP games thing. Well, because we seem to be doing pretty good at it.
Well, first of all, I mean, we knew that they were. So I don't understand this new story. Everyone's been reporting this.
Yeah.
Oh, of course those games have been selling well. We knew that. What are they even making now, anyways?
I don't know.
Whatever.
We'll see. I don't think they announced anything. So Club Nintendo launched. How's that going, Chris?
Awful. Oh my god, it's terrible. No, no, this infuriates me so much. I'm so happy you brought this up. Okay. I've always been reading about the awesome, sweet stuff that in Japan, where they get all this these cool things, that Super Nintendo controller, the Famicom controller for the Virtual Console. The,
which you got me,
which
by the
I
way.
Got you for Christmas. Thank you. Yes, good gift. And you got Edge Guy the Mario Galaxy CD. Okay, so I hear about this. I didn't even know it was coming. I see it. I'm like, oh my god, this is the coolest day of my life. I can't wait. I see all these awesome prizes I can get. I want to get that Game & Watch thing. I'm so, so excited for this. And then I have all my stuff already registered from the previous website. And they say that only games from thus far to previously that you have registered are the only games that count for points are Nintendo licensed games. And games you get in the Virtual Console, and there's certain whatever coin amounts you get for that. Well, I look at my list I have registered. I have over 20 things registered, and what you have to do is you have to do a little survey in order to get the coins to buy something, and the minimum is 300 coins. So I look at my to-do list that they call it, which is, you know, whatever, and I only have four things there for me to do a survey so I can get the coins. I do the four things. I wait another week and there's still nothing happening. My other registered games are not showing up so I can get coins. So I email them and they tell me the basic things that we, you know, everyone already knows. Are you sure you registered it? Are you positive that it's an officially Nintendo licensed game? Yeah, I am positive and I'm pissed off because this is ridiculous. I want free stuff.
Is that all, Chris?
No. Well, yeah, I guess.
All right.
Where am I?
Moving on.
If you haven't got Mirror's Edge yet, they unlock the time trial mode in the demo. When it asks for the code, just type in all zeros.
Okay.
Avatars have formal wear now, available for free. Get a nice little tuxedo and a hat. Okay, so Kojima Productions revealed the huge Metal Gear Solid tease.
Didn't we talk about this before?
No. It's Metal Gear Solid Touch, which kind of just looks like 3D Duck Hunt.
Okay, that's what everyone is. Well, I don't know what everyone's going to expect from that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It might be cute. We'll see.
So here's something stupid. If you pre-order Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars at GameStop, your pre-order bonus is $10,000 of in-game cash.
Is that even that much cash in the game?
I don't know, but it's just like, great, the cheat code is now a pre-order incentive?
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, the Fable 2 Knothole Island DLC has now been delayed to late January, which kind of is a bummer, but, you know, whatever. Yeah. Okay, this is cool. So Sean Elliott, former 1UP editor now at 2K Boston, put together an email review symposium with a whole bunch of journalists. It's up at his blog at seanelliott.blogspot.com. It's, like, super long, but I began reading some of it, and it's, like, really interesting. So you should all go check that out.
Maybe we will. Maybe we won't.
Last week, after Super Stardust Portable came out, modes were like, you know, they were advertised and not there. Well, they're back, and they cost $5, which...
For modes.
I mean, I guess we shouldn't be too surprised. Just that it's so blatantly obvious that they withheld this stuff to charge for it later that, like, I don't know. I'm a little upset.
I can tell you're upset. You look really mad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, two Steam items. First of all, EA has joined Steam. So you can get, like, Mass Effect, Need for Speed Undercover, Spore, FIFA, Warhammer Online, all through Steam. Mirror's Edge, Command & Conquer, and Dead Space are coming. It's interesting because, like, EA was trying to do their own download store, and I guess this is them kind of conceding.
Yeah.
Also, right now, until January 2nd, there's this massive sale on Steam going on right now. One of the bigger things is BioShock is $5, which is stupid. Audio Surface $5. I saw Far Cry 2 for like 30 something.
Portal's $5 also.
Yeah, Portal's $5.
So, that, you know, that's pretty sweet. If you didn't get a DS for Christmas, GameStop is doing where you can, like, go and buy the, like, piece of paper that says, hey, you're getting a DS. Kind of like they did with the Star Wars action figures.
It sounds a lot like reserving things to me.
Basically. It was them in desperation realizing they don't have enough DSs to sell but still wanting more money. So they were like, oh, you could buy it now. Get it later. Was DS really that hard to find this Christmas? I didn't really look.
I don't know. I had no need to find one.
Yes. Microsoft has put 800-point cards out in the market. So, you know, hooray. Okay, this is awesome. The Blizzard Echoes of War soundtrack is now on iTunes.
It's the best stuff thing, right?
Yeah, it was when they had the orchestra that did the Diablo 3 overture. They did a bunch of other stuff, too. And I listened to the previews, and it's sweet.
Cool.
Tabula Rasa is now free until its untimely demise in February, I think it goes down. So if you really want to play a dying MMO, have fun.
Who would even do that? You'd be like, oh, great, now I can play it.
Yeah, it's not that great. And the last item is a Christmas present surprise. The Castle Crashers patch has finally come out.
I never had any online problems with Castle Crashers.
I had a ton of them. Chris, I couldn't play it.
I had none.
Chris had no problems.
Well, I guess we
Well, he guessed. Wait a second.
I mean, we never had much experience playing. I mean, Mike Zors and I playing online because we just play with each other. Mm-hmm. I'd never really played online because our friends would come over. We would all play. I never really played with Ad Guy, so, you know, he's a noob. So.
I played online, but I never had problems. Okay, are we done?
We're done.
All right. We're going to talk. Okay, we're going to start off our kind of game of the year countdown. We call it, like, well, we have some elaborate thing to kind of tie it into the best ever thing. We can just call it games of the year now.
Okay.
In the next 5 weeks, we're going to count down to our number one picks. And, we're going to start with number five, and you know, we'll move on from there. Chris, are you going to join us this week, or are you going
to do all five? You want to do all five
right now?
Well, yeah.
Give me your microphone, Ash Guy.
I'll definitely try to do all five.
Okay.
All right.
All right, then. If you're going to stick around.
It's hard. I kind of have two on number five. So I'll
have to you could have it. Well, think about it while we
share your microphone better with Chris. Yeah, he's not going to come in.
Okay, fine. We'll sit like this.
No, when I'm talking, put it in my face. Okay, I'm done talking.
All right, first off, I want to... Just to give you an idea of kind of look at last year, we're gonna go.
We're gonna go through our list from last year. It'll be fun.
So this is me first. Last year, my number five was Pokemon Diamond and Pearl. Four was Resident Evil 4 Wii Edition. Three was Portal. Two was Super Mario Galaxy, and one was BioShock. Wait a second. It's interesting though because I remember last year at the time you were surprised I had BioShock so high.
Yeah, let me give mine real quick. Mine was 5 was BioShock, 4 Mario, 3 Rock Band, 2 Mass Effect, 1 Orange Box. And if I didn't do that, it would have been like Team Fortress and Orange Box and Portal all at the top.
Right.
But yeah, I realize now I kind of lowballed BioShock and maybe overdid Mass Effect.
Yeah, I yelled at you at the time, didn't
yes.
I?
Yes.
At the time, I was like, you didn't even beat Mass Effect. You're like, oh, I will. But you didn't. Oh, my 360 was stolen. If you liked it that much, you would have just started over again.
I did start over.
Well, you didn't play through much of it.
Or you would have gotten revenge.
I did, yeah. I did give honorable mentions last year also to Puzzle Quest, Crackdown, and The Witcher.
And Puzzle Quest, speaking of that, Puzzle Quest came out on the iPhone.
Yes.
I heard...
You can finally play it.
I heard that it's not very good because of the size of the screen. You can't read any of the text. I never played Puzzle Quest, and I was really looking forward to getting it for the iPhone. But now, I'm going to wait to see if they patch something. I don't know.
Guess not.
All right, so how do we want to do this now?
Well, I guess you can start off. What's your number five pick, Ash Guy?
My number five for Game of the Year 2008 is Braid.
Braid number five.
Yes. Do we want to talk about it? Or should we? Okay, so yeah.
We're just going to say it.
Well, I didn't know if all we wanted to give all of ours out.
All of them.
Me, then you, then him.
No, you can talk about it.
Okay, so yeah.
Get this guy. He has no idea.
This is a bad idea having you here. You just feel him.
This is great. Now I have someone to like team up against you.
Anyway, we talked about it a lot. We did a post. Was that our first post-mortem kind of show?
Mm-mm.
What was? Oh, Metal Gear was.
We did a post-mortem on Braid?
I believe so, yeah. We talked about the ending. Which,
yeah, maybe we did.
I mean, just on merits of gameplay alone, it was really cool. Like, you know, the whole time mechanic and it worked well. Good puzzles. Graphics I thought were gorgeous. I love the music they got for it.
It seems to be winning, except for the VGA. It seems to be winning everybody's best downloadable game.
Yes.
Award.
It was quite phenomenal.
I see. I mean, it's getting, it's like nominated for Game of the Year, places like GameSpot and 1UP, and maybe not 1UP, but like, you know, that's a pretty big accomplishment when your little game is nominated for Game of the Year.
Yeah, made by two guys.
Right. That's a big deal. All right. My number five is The World Ends With You.
Ooh, yes, you did like this game very much.
A DS game that came out back during the summer, made by the guys kind of involved in the Kingdom Hearts series. It was a great little game where it kind of did let you play it as two people at once. And I'm actually kind of surprised. It's getting DS Game of the Year at a lot of places. Yeah. Maybe just kind of because not very many other options there.
I mean, I remember being really, really excited for that because I love Kingdom Hearts. And then I played maybe a little less than halfway through, I think. And then a lot of it seemed, I really liked it, but a lot of it seemed to be like, here's this dialogue, read for a while, go walk around for a little bit. Here's a lot more dialogue to read. There wasn't a lot of interaction.
It was,
I'll agree. Yeah, that was kind of what turned me off on
and
it, too.
I enjoyed the talk. It was a little talky. I was fine with that, coming from the Metal Gear camp of things. It was a game I really enjoyed. I think a lot of other people did, too, not counting you two, Nubs. Yeah.
Well, I said I liked it. It's just I wish there was more. It had so much more potential, I felt.
Yeah.
I was so stoked for that
game. I don't know. I thought it was really cool. I mean, it was cool because, especially like the stylus attacks, it wasn't just a typical like slash here and attack them. Like,
well, that's one thing.
I loved when you like threw cars at people and stuff. It was cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Chris, what's your number five?
Well, I got it down to two at number five, but I'm going to have to say probably Braid. That was just, it really did. It just was absolutely, it was wonderful to play. I never thought an Xbox Live Arcade game this early could be so, like, so amazing, so much fun to play. It was so innovative.
Braid was a game which kind of reminded me of Portal. Now, it was a game I could show friends, maybe weren't, like, into, like, super hardcore games, but they really thought it was neat.
Yeah, that's exactly one reason why I really liked it, because I always try to show my friends these games. They're like, oh, what? That's stupid. Oh, my God. And then I show them Braid, and they're like, wow, that's sweet, yeah. And
by the way, I'm sick of people who don't like Braid.
Yeah, all these people call it pretentious.
Like what?
You know, like I said, of all the games, this is the one where it's the easiest to skip all that stuff. And you don't even miss that much if you do. It's just another layer.
Yeah.
Well, it's, I don't know. Also, people said the game was like too hard. All three of us beat it, and we're not like
geniuses.
We beat
it with no problems.
Yeah.
There was the one puzzle I thought was unfair. Maybe two. And that was it.
Even Edge Guy beat it, huh, Chris?
Now that really surprised me.
I hate both of you.
This is the guy who took maybe like the night before the 7th Harry Potter book came out, he read the 6th one, and he had it since launch.
What does it have to do with me beating Braid?
It has to show us how you procrastinate at things that are amazing.
My number two pick for Game of the Year 2007 is Mass Effect. I will never beat it.
Which I got at the midnight sale for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's kind of Mass Effect. Hey, I think I called the real 2007 Game of the Year, huh?
What'd you say it was?
Band, right?
I said Bioshock last year.
Oh, yeah.
See, come on. What do you think? Come on. What do you think, Chris?
My number one game.
Wow, great, you're terrible at that microphone.
Useless.
I'd probably say, yeah, Bioshock. I'd definitely say either Bioshock or
Orange Box.
Well, give me a second. Either Bioshock or Orange Box. I'd probably go Bioshock, Orange Box, Rock Band. And I can't remember.
Oh, about Mario Galaxy. You never beat Mario Galaxy.
I still haven't beaten that.
Hey, you're stitching you!
He didn't
put it at number two on his Game of the Year list, Ash Guy.
It took 4 hours to beat.
Oh, well, please. That's bull. That's bull.
Twilight Princess three times in a row, so I couldn't.
Which, by the way, watching him play Twilight Princess again now, what she's doing. It just bothers me.
Why?
The music.
Oh,
just
yeah.
The music.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just.
Do you like my little Master Sword and Hyrule Shield
peripheral? To
it took you 3 months to get that.
I know.
In the mail.
I don't even use them anymore because I sit so low that it blocks the infrared sensor.
but listening to the Mario Galaxy like soundtrack, which is beautifully, beautifully orchestrated. Then they go back to Zelda and it's these crappy little MIDI tunes. It's kind of disappointing. So hopefully they fix that.
Zelda, regardless of the title, I will always enjoy more than a Mario game. I love Mario.
Chris actually, he's up there. Chris is like, I need to play more Link's Crossbow Training. I'm like, do you?
Yes. Yes, I do. I want to play it. I mean, there's, what other game on the Wii am I going to play? We bought Wario Shake It, whatever it's called, and it looks cool, but it's two buttons you push to dash forward and jump.
And it's so boring. It's boring. It's terrible.
Well, the new characters they add for the Wario franchise are garbage. They're laughable.
Laughable?
Yes, like your face.
Like my face. Man, what else are we... Yeah, you're... Well, who knows about the Wii. What do you have to say, AJ?
I don't know. Are we going to talk about our week in gaming now? It's just a transition.
It's not much of a transition, but we'll go for it.
Yeah.
You know. I mean,
to me, the Wii will be strong for another 6 years because of Brawl. I will continue to play that.
That's good.
Pretty much every day.
Anyways, okay, I'll start off. I played through Mirror's Edge.
Yes, you beat it.
Yes, I did beat it. It was a fun game. I like the very ending, by the way. Kind of the last sequence you do is kind of neat. But okay, so a lot of people complain because the game, it's not like what people kind of were thinking of. Like a lot of the early videos and stuff, it was just all rooftop running kind of thing, basically. A lot of the game, most of the game really is indoors, and more so than like the sort of free flowing kind of like running off, you know, building stuff that I think people were expecting. It really is more of like, oh, look, stop and think about this sort of platforming puzzle kind of thing. It's more of that. And, you know, and you have these kind of encounters with a lot of people with guns that you kind of have to take them out. But if you kind of get rid of your expectations of what Mirror's Edge you thought it was going to be and accept it for what it is, you really can enjoy it. And I was able to play through it pretty fast. Fun game.
I remember I was really looking forward to it, and I played the demo and loved it. And then AJ got it before we did
because
he rented it, whatever, Gamefly or something. And this was quite enjoyable. I was watching AJ play it maybe for 10 minutes, and... He was just trying to get past two people, and he could not do it. Maybe died 10 or 15 times. I was trying to get achievement. Shut up. First playthrough, just play the game. Second
you
playthrough,
couldn't do it.
Get the achievement.
Asgard couldn't do it to save his life. He couldn't do it to save his life. It was pretty funny. There are places, though, when you meet like the guys with guns, you're going to have to play through that like 10 or 20 times before you kind of get tanked.
Well, this was the point. This was the not second the,
not,
time.
I was halfway through the game.
No, I know where you were.
Where you're at.
Not the one you were at, ass guy.
Yeah.
Trust me, they get harder than that. But when you do kind of do it, you feel cool sometimes. If you string together the things just right.
Right.
So I will say, like, the story is kind of laughable. I mean... Okay, spoiler if you will, but it's like, oh my god, the mayor candidate's been killed. Who could possibly be behind it?
I don't know, but I'm gonna guess the mayor.
Maybe.
You ruined everything.
Okay, so I enjoyed Mirror's Edge.
What about Prince of Persia?
Yeah, what, did I talk about that?
Yeah,
I
talked about it. That. You haven't. You just played more.
Right.
You play anything else new?
Well, no. I mean, I got Persona 4. I got Valkyria Chronicles.
Valkyria.
What'd
you think of Call of Duty World at War? We played
some multiplayer. Oh.
It seems very Call of Duty 4-ish, but in World War II, which I approve of.
I got to call the pack of dogs. That was neat.
That was cool. I like the pack of dogs.
Yeah.
It's cool. I like it more than helicopter because, first of
all, you have a much better chance to get away, I think.
You can fend off the dogs.
Yeah. Everything about it, I like better. So, what'd you play, Jay?
A lot of iPhone games.
We have an embargo on iPhone games, okay?
No, which might have to lift.
For
reals ones. Like, I'm not going to talk about Cube Runner, but, like, if I get Rolando, I think that's worth discussing.
Yeah, you can talk about Crystal Defenders, I guess.
Yeah, let's talk about that, Chris.
Oh, I love it so much.
So,
I have wasted away maybe 10 hours so far playing that game. I just got it like 3 days ago.
Yeah, so it's a tower defense game with like a Final Fantasy skin, which is really all it is, but it's really good.
Well, the only other tower defense game I played before was on Warcraft 3. They had those...
Something of the Ancients.
Yeah, whatever. But, I mean, I really like
one
it.
That was just called Tower Defense.
Yes.
That maybe were...
Was that where it originated?
I kind of think it is.
That was a Flash game.
I don't know.
I think they made a Flash game based off of Tower
Defense. Oh, okay, cool.
But since I played that, there's like 10 other Tower Defense games you can get. There's one called Field Runners, which is really good. That one's more like... It's an open field, and you have to make your towers... your towers are the path, and the enemies follow your towers rather than there's a set path that they already follow.
Innovative.
If that makes any sense at all.
I think so.
But
what else did you guys play?
I played, let's see, I played Super Smash Brothers. I played Rock Band 2.
No.
You're not supposed to just kind of list stuff. Them off, Chris.
Oh, wait, no, I got the Ion drum set.
Yeah, talk about that. That's what we're talking about. Oh, my
God. It's night and day when you're playing from the Ion drum set to the stock drum set.
Well, what is the Ion drum set, just in case people don't know?
It's a super expensive drum set for Rock Band, which also works as an electronic drum set if you have a drum brain and then an amplifier. But it comes in this huge box. It took me maybe an hour to set up to get it. Like, you're able to adjust every drum. It comes with two cymbals in the standard packaging. You can get an extra one off the website, drumrocker.com.
Don't you think it's weird that, like, you think if you're buying that, like, yes, you want the third cymbal.
See, but I don't know, because a lot of people complain that the third cymbal, it just gets in the way. Like, it gets in the way of their vision. A lot of people, they can't, like, for me, when I was setting it up, it took me forever to find enough adequate room to put the third cymbal comfortably somewhere where I could play it. And I understand why they wouldn't package three cymbals. I mean, it makes sense to me. But thank you for getting me a third cymbal. I quite enjoy it. But it's unbelievable. Just playing it, it's so different. I had score so much better playing on the Ion drum set. I love it. And Ajgai, you tried it out.
Yeah, it's sweet. And actually, did you do this yet? I just went to the freestyle drum thing. Yeah. To play with it too. And I mean, it's like, you know, when we go to Guitar Center, it's like any of the electronic drum kits I've played there. It's so remarkable.
A lot of them, it's better, but you're even able to upgrade this thing. There's like I can't think of it. Well, you can get a double bass pedal, like much easier than you could on the other one. And you can even get like a normal bass drum with a kickstand, and you can play like a real bass. It's unbelievable.
That's cool.
All kinds of stuff.
All right. Anything else you play, AJ?
No.
Okay.
Nothing new. Warcraft. I did all the Christmas quests in Warcraft. That was fun.
There's a free game that plays just like World of Warcraft now.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that.
What's that called? I can't remember.
Runes something, right?
Runes of, I don't know. It plays exactly like World of Warcraft. It's completely free. And I just play it at work because we have nothing to do for a while. So this game is kind of saving my life right now. But it's Runes of Magic. Runes of Magic. I would suggest trying it just to see the differences of this game, which is completely free, to Warcraft, which is, you know, however much that is. I haven't played in a couple years. But it's great.
Interesting. Okay, we'll move on now. Downloadable game releases.
Okay. Should I do the last 2 weeks, or you just want me to do this week?
Just do this week. Okay. What are we? Is this week two?
Yeah.
Oh, Phantasy Star 4 came out?
Jumping the gun, but yes.
Isn't that the popular one?
Yeah, it's good. You know, for $8, that's not a bad deal for that game. So yeah. Okay, you're done.
You're done, Chris.
Yay. Good job.
Bye.
But yeah, Phantasy Star 4 is a virtual console release. WiiWare is Tiki Towers and Fun Fun Mini Golf.
All right.
Let me ask you a question. You noticed the last, like, 2 months, it feels like every virtual console game has been either a Sega or Master System game.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. I kind of wish there'd be more Super Nintendo games.
I know, right?
But they do a lot of Genesis. I remember for a while, it felt like it was always a Neo Geo or a TurboGrafx game.
Yeah, like, they don't put Nintendo games up on this thing. Whatever. Xbox Live Arcade saw Puzzle Arcade come out, which apparently is really good. The PSN for the PS3, they released Lumines Supernova, and the PS1 classic Suikoden, which like super hard to find. So get that for $6 is pretty good. GameTap put out Stronghold Crusader Extreme and Alamo and The Lost Dutchman's Mine. It's an adventure game.
Does that have Elmo in it?
I don't know. It's Emo.
From Sesame Street?
No, Emo, not Elmo.
I know. I'm being
good old silly. Games released Oddworld, Abe's Exodus, and Patrician 3. Also, last week, I'll mention this, they brought out Lure of the Temptress and Beneath a Steel Sky for free.
Oh, yeah.
Two classic point-and-click adventure games.
And Abe's Odyssey. So they got two of those Abe's games. They got all the Abe's. Well,
was there a PC version of Stranger's Wrath?
No.
Damn. Because I was going to say, if they brought that out.
I think there should have been.
Yeah.
But alas, Alas, there was not. So, as soon as I get the GameSpot weekly releases up here, we'll talk about them.
Good job. What? You have one job on this show.
That's not my only job. I have plenty of jobs.
It's so much easier just go to Google.
I'm on Google.
I mean, GameSpot directly. You're on Google. I saw it.
Would you like me
to hold your mic so you could type with two hands?
No. This is perfectly cool. See? I got this. GameCube news. Oh, this isn't good. I got GameCube news on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4.
Oh, great. That's helpful.
GameSpot. What did I do wrong? GameSpot weekly game releases.
Just go back to GameSpot.com and click on new releases, for the love of God.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4 is a pretty good
one. There it is, right there. New releases. Oh, that was so hard. How could I do this without the power of Google?
Man, I almost went for the crotch shot right there.
I know.
Now you're mocking me.
Yeah.
Now you don't know if Chris here anymore. Okay. Outrun Online Arcade.
That came out?
For 360. Interesting. Tiki, like you said, Tiki Tower.
From Did Final I miss Mini that? Golf. I might have missed
This is all different looking now, too. What the heck?
They updated their site.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see.
It's minor.
Yeah, it is minor. Everything's just kind of whiter. Mystery PI, Portrait of a Thief for the DS and PC. Mm-hmm. Learn Math from DS, December
5th. It's edutainment.
Yeah, that's not my idea of fun. These are all games that come out now, by the way. Candace Kane's Candy Factory.
It's Kane with a K.
Like Kane, like the wrestler.
Yes.
Driver's Ed Portable for the DS. Man, all these DS games, they're trying to teach you things now. What the heck? Dreamer Puppy Trainer for the DS. Australia Zoo. They're all horse games or learning games. Or Cookie Mama ripoff. Australian Zoo sells. Quest. Dreamer Horse Trainer.
That's it?
No. See? Look. Not the Brazz. This isn't the right thing at all.
That's it. Well, who's going to release anything on Christmas?
I guess you're right. Only Wii and DS games. Yeah, I guess the busy season's over, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. I've been so used to all these bounties of good games. This is like the worst week ever. I have never seen one worse.
Well, in lieu of Derek Robbins' top 10, do you want to look at Wired's top 10 most disappointing games?
I think I saw this. I think it made me mad. So yeah, why don't we talk about this? Because I was not happy. I'm pretty sure I saw it. I was not happy. A lot of whining and complaining, which we gamers love to do.
Yes.
So let's take a look.
So this is from Chris Kohler of Wired. Top 10 disappointing games of 2008. Number 10, Age of Conan.
I have to take his word for it.
That's fair. The problem with that game, you know how like the big deal was like you played the first 20 levels single player?
Mm-hmm.
Like apparently all that content's really good. And then when you're done with that, it sucks.
Hmm. Is it single player that just plays like an MMO?
Like I think you could switch it off. Like you could go to sleep and become night and then you were in a single player instance.
Okay.
Tom Clancy's End Wars number 9, which, like I said, the voice chat works, the game was boring.
Is this game really that disappointing? I mean, were expectations that high?
Maybe.
Okay.
Here's what I think should be number one, is 2 Human.
Humans that low? Yeah. After 10 years of development, I think it's
3 console generations?
Yeah, should be a bit higher.
They put Stalker Clear Sky at number 7, the pseudo-sequel to Stalker. Yeah, I guess, like, game sounds like it was weird. Like, you could get in situations where you get, like, a radio call from one of the guys in one of the factions, like, hey, we need help killing these guys, and you get the quest. And then apparently the AI is so good that even from off-screen it could win the fight, and then you'd get, like, quest complete.
Oh, yeah.
6 is Mirror's Edge, which...
Okay, more disappointing than
Too Human. I know, right?
And again, if you get over what you think the game is going to be, just accept it for what. I mean, especially a new IP.
Yeah, I think that is the thing. Is I will concede that, like, in every single promotional preview PR thing I saw, it made it look like this was just running around on rooftops. Then when you layer in the indoor parts with the terrible combat, I can understand why you'd be disappointed. Maybe this isn't to say the game's not good, but it doesn't live up to what we thought it was going to be.
Well, I'm sorry. What kind of a game is it where you just run around on rooftops? Can you do that for 8 hours?
N plus
what?
Hmm?
I'm saying, what if the game was you just run out around on rooftops?
I think I would have been okay with that.
For 8 hours, how can you do it?
You just have to make it interesting.
There should have been more in it. because you really almost barely ever do it. I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the most you will do it is, like, if you play the demo. Level. Yeah. That's most of the time you do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is a little strange and misleading.
I don't get this at all. Dead Space.
I thought Dead Space exceeded expectations.
Seriously. I saw, EA is trying to make something that they basically said we're cashing in on. I was like, that's going to suck.
What does he dislike about it?
I don't know.
So, I guess he just doesn't like...
I think he just kind of thought it was generic and the combat was simple.
I don't know. I thought this piece was fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it not getting a fair shake.
Then he gets number four's Prince of Persia.
Okay. I guess some people were kind of disappointed with it.
I don't know. I'm sick of people saying it's so easy. It's not easy. It just gives you a lot of chances.
Oh, it's easy.
It's easier.
Three is Mario Kart Wii, which...
I can understand that. It didn't do a whole ton.
Two is Star Wars... Star Wars Force Unleashed, why are me and you like, the only people who like this game?
Maybe because we kept our expectations in check.
Yeah, who thought that this was going to be some sort of...
Game of the Year contender.
It's a LucasArts Star Wars game.
Entertaining story, a decent enough combat mechanic. It looked good. I don't know what more you wanted from it.
I know. What were people expecting?
Yeah.
And then one is Spore, because we all thought that it was going to blow our heads off, and instead it was only fun.
It was just good.
Yeah, heavens forbid.
Yeah.
I don't... This is a lot of whining to me. To dwell on what was frankly, nothing here disappointed me. I guess
Too human and war.
We're Sonic Unleashed, for God's
sake. Yeah, well, I guess we knew that was going to suck.
No, I heard plenty of people like, this one's gonna be good.
Yeah.
This one's gonna save things. Yeah.
Doesn't that screenshot of Too Human look good, though?
Yeah, that screenshot looks pretty nice.
Yeah.
I always like that color scheme when you get kind of like that metallic sort of...
Blue?
Well, that metallic blue with that bronze. I kind of wish Derek Robbins did a list this week. I like his better.
Oh, well.
All right.
Oh, that wraps it up.
Yeah, a little short show. We got Christmas.
We hope you had a Merry Christmas / Hanukkah / Kwanzaa / Boxing Day / whatever.
Well, next week we'll come back with our number four picks for Game of the Year. Maybe we'll do a little year in review. If it's not close to New Year's Eve, it'll be right afterwards.
It is New Year's. It'll be January 2nd, actually.
Oh, yeah. So do a year in review.
Yeah.
Talk about 2008 and what it meant to us. Uh-huh. All right. So thanks for listening, everyone. You can find our website at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com.
What else is next week?
Oh, yeah. Well,
check back for a big announcement next week.
We might be having a new home soon. I'm not sure if this is... He might not be rolling it
Hold
out.
Up. Right, we'll leave it at that.
We're teasing things. Stop. We're teasing things a little bit. Big things are ahead of us here. So thanks for listening. ExplodingBarrel.wordpress.com is our current home. So, go there. You can contact me at torkoto@gmail.com.
EdgeGuy711@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you had a good Christmas. Happy holidays, whatever you do. And hope you have a good new year, too.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Bye.